I'd like to call to order this meeting, special meeting of the Jefferson PUD Board of Commissioners. Today is the 31st of July, 2017. The purpose of this meeting is to talk about the process of selecting a candidate, or candidates actually, for the position of a communications specialist. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that process in that we will be shortly adjourning to an executive session. In that executive session, we will be talking about, we will be sharing with the general manager our impressions of the various candidates. We will be not holding any sort of a vote or any sort of a ranking. It's going to be up to the general manager then to go through a selection process of the individuals whom he feels should be interviewed. And subsequently, the Board of Commissioners may be involved in a final stage of the interview process. However, at that point, the identities of the individuals will have been shared in an open meeting. So the issue of needing to protect the confidentiality of applicants will apply to only the initial stage of the process, because they're local people, obviously, who would feel that their current positions would be compromised if it became public knowledge. But once you get down to the final stage of the process, that's another matter. So, is there any further discussion among the commissioners or staff comment on the process before we break for the executive session?
So just so I'm clear, because this is a little different from what we were talking about before, we'll go through the executive session. We'll discuss what the board's feelings are about individual qualified, but not necessarily rank order or provide any of that decision. Then we would get together, the staff would get together, and then I would select however many it seems appropriate to interview. The interview process would not include the board. Is that what I'm hearing, or did I?
I think maybe that's something we need to decide here, whether there should be one or more members of the board on that selection committee.
Commissioner, I would caution not having more than one member of the board.
Of course.
Selection committee.
Well, I think it'd be nice if someone was on it, and I would recommend you, since you're the president.
Well, I think that's past practice,
that's the way we've done it.
I'll fill that role.
Great.
I want to make clear that the selection committee is advisory only,
mm-hmm.
and it's not acting on behalf of the board.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Then we go through the process, rank the ones we interview, come back to the board with the recommended number one. Okay.
All right. Any questions from any of the staff on the process? Hearing none. I think we need to allow, I want to say maybe 90 minutes for the discussion, or maybe just under 90 minutes, let's say 3:30.
And we need to read the statement about what type of executive session we're going into?
Well, I indicated earlier that the purpose of the executive session is to have a discussion of the...
I think Rick wants you to read the words.
All right. Specifically, to discuss the qualifications of an applicant for public employment pursuant to RCW 42.30.110, subparagraph 1, subparagraph D.
Did you say we're reconvening at 2:45? Is that? Or no, it'd be 3:45.
3:30.
3:30, thank you.
Yeah.
Can't do math.
And so in the executive session, who all do you want in the executive session? Since we'll empty this room probably and stay in here versus going in there, I would think HR and Kevin. Bill probably doesn't need to be here, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I would. I think you're right.
Lynette probably doesn't, and Don probably doesn't either. And Susan? Probably not.
Probably not. And I think you probably do.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you say that we are adjourned?
We are
moving, or whatever we say.
We're adjourned to the executive session.
Okay. You want me to go?